do to update your mod. For a quick checkup for your unit, call Lighthouse Heating and Cooling right away before the summer heat is here to stay. 803-329-1200.
Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
It don't cost me nothing when it wants to go out. I want you to love me like my dog. He never says I need a
good morning. It's a Monday morning, a beautiful start to a new week. And right now we're looking at about 63 degrees at 11 minutes after 8 o'clock here on WRHI. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening to us on the free WRHI app, watching us on Facebook Live, as well as Comporium Cable Channel 103. It is Monday. It's time to get our tails wagging. That's why we check in with our friends with the Humane Society of York County. Good morning to you, Mary Beth.
Yes, that sunshine is humidity is low.
Yes, and the humidity, yes. It's lacking and it's beautiful. The dogs and cats love it as well. We've got a beautiful dog to talk about today, and I'm so glad to have dogs back on the list. This gorgeous boy is Shane. Isn't he handsome?
Yes!
I know. He came in as a stray right around the whole start of the virus, so he's been hanging out for far too long. We estimate him to be a little over a year old, and of course, he's neutered, microchipped, and vaccinated, so he is ready and waiting for his forever to walk in the door. Make your appointment, of course. He is handsome and inquisitive. He's in search of a family that he can call his very own, and he would prefer to be the only pet. He wants all that attention, all to himself. He is a pretty big dog, not terribly big, but he is a gentle giant. He's goofy, and he's good on a leash. I love that combination because you have the playfulness and you have the obedience. He knows some basic commands, and he's very treat motivated, so that means he's awesome at training opportunities. So you can take him to a training class and teach him all the great things you'd like him to know. So call today to make an appointment, and we will have you meet this handsome Shane hopefully today or sometime this week.
Awesome.
Then we have Huey. And Huey is a hoot, because in the first picture you have this beautiful, and he is beautiful, beautiful picture, and then it just blossoms behind that flower. He is a big boy.
Wow.
He is a big boy, but it's all love.
Oh, a lot to love. What do they say? A lot to love.
He's fluffy, I think that's the term.
Oh, that's it.
He's fluffy. So he's a super-sized boy, and he is estimated to be about 6.5 years old. He is, he was owner surrender at no fault of his own, and he is one big lap cat.
Oh, no
my goodness. He's so funny, and he's so gorgeous.
He is a big boy. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, and very comfortable with himself.
Yeah.
He is comfortable. Yes, he's fluffy. He's very confident in himself and comfortable with himself. So he is, he's being hugged here in this picture, so you can see his beautiful personality. He's a cuddle bug. And his talent and preference is to burrow with his blankets, so that's a very cute talent. He, too, is neutered, microchipped, and ready for his chew forever, so call to make an appointment to meet this handsome boy, Huey, today. He shouldn't be here. He's lovely. He definitely would love to be at home, which is calmer than the rescue life. Then we've got the Paw Scoop, and we just wanted to make the announcement. We're now in June. I can't believe it. And so some of the folks may be saying, hey, where's our Paw Prints in the Sand Gala? It has moved to Paw Prints in the Snow Gala.
Oh, that's smart. That's a great idea, actually, yes. Mary Beth.
Well, you know, you need to adjust accordingly with the world. So November 7th, mark your calendars. We will be on and having fun for the holidays. So that's what we're going to do for this year, and hopefully people can readjust and have their hearts open in November for this effort. So mark your calendars. And, of course, we are open for adoption by appointment only, both dog and cats. We are so excited about that. So make your appointment. Dogs are going home, and Yay. It's beautiful. You can watch it happen on Facebook. It's just a beautiful thing, as are cats, but we were stalled there for a while because of home visits. And then, of course, remember to shop at our thrift shop and donate. We are adjusted with our hours due to the COVID-19. it's always a little amazing how folks are like, well, why are your hours adjusted? Well, we're in the midst of a virus. So kind of play with us a little bit on that one. We do still require you have a mask on to come into the shop, but we're open to unlimited numbers. So we're not limiting numbers at this time. We just are requiring that everyone have a mask. So we are keeping our distance as well and just trying to work with what we've got. You can also, if you're still working and staying at home, you can shop online. And, of course, you can do that anyway on our eBay sites. So that helps our animals as well. And then our rescue needs this week. Our top on the list is 55-gallon bin liners. So if you are out and about at Home Depot, please pick us up a box of those. We are running low. Peanut butter and clay litter as well.
Peanut butter.
That's the best way to get a pet a dog some medicine.
Medicine, yeah.
Gotcha.
Do they wrap it up in cheese anymore, or should we not have done that?
And, of course, look on the labels, no xylitol for dogs. That can hurt them within 15 minutes, actually, can kill them. So be cautious of that. No xylitol in your peanut butter for doggies.
Is that a lot of our peanut butter, like name brand?
No, it's a natural sugar substitute.
Oh.
And so instead of like aspartame, mm-hmm. so like low sugar or no sugar, it is a natural way to do it. You can actually get it in toothpaste. You can get it in all sorts of different things. But now they're putting in peanut butter, and that can be very deadly for a dog.
Huh.
Whoa.
I know.
Okay, well, that's good to know for that.
We always have to read our labels. Oh. And all this can be found on Humane Society of YorkCounty.org. And, of course, now you can visit us, but make an appointment, 8177 Regent Parkway in Fort Mill. And, of course, if you're donating, just leave the items outside, and we will bring them in. We're still practicing that. Get a little sunshine on items and bring them in thereafter.
All right.
Awesome.
All right. As always, Mary Beth Knapp with the Humane Society of York County. You do a great job. You and all the volunteers out there, we certainly appreciate that, and we love our fur babies. And go out there and get in touch with them, and you can get someone to get your tail wagging for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. And you will fall in love. There's no doubt about it. It's just about falling in love with the right one.
Oh, that's right. All right, Mary Beth, have a good Monday. Thank you.
Thanks, Mary Beth.
It is 8.